A reading from the book of Genesis. When Abram prostrated himself, God spoke to him, "My covenant with you is this. You are to become the father of a host of nations. No longer shall you be called Abram. Your name shall be Abraham, for I am making you the father of a host of nations. I will render you exceedingly fertile. I will make nations of you. Kings shall stem from you. I will maintain my covenant with you and your descendants after you throughout the ages as an everlasting pact, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. I will give to you and your descendants after you the land in which you are now staying, the whole land of Canaan, as a permanent possession, and I will be their God." God also said to Abraham, "On your part, you and your descendants after you must keep my covenant throughout the ages." The word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews, "I solemnly assure you, if a man is true to my word, he shall never see death." "Now we are sure you are possessed," the Jews retorted. "Abram is dead. The prophets are dead. Yet you claim, 'A man shall never know death if he keeps my word.' Surely you do not pretend to be greater than our father Abraham who died, or the prophets who died. Whom do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, that glory comes to nothing. He who gives me glory is the Father, the very one you claim for your God, even though you do not know him. But I know him. Were I to say I do not know him, I would be no better than you, a liar. Yes, I know him well, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he might see my day. He saw it and was glad." At this the Jews objected, "You are not yet 50. How can you have seen Abraham?" Jesus answered them, "I solemnly declare, before Abraham came to be, I am." At that, they picked up rocks to throw at Jesus, but he hid himself and slipped out of the temple precincts. This is the gospel of the Lord. Lent is a wonderful time to feel good about yourself, cutting back on areas of compulsion and weakness, such as food, drink, television watching, smoking. All these can help us to feel more in control of ourselves. Spending more time in prayer, meditation, devotions, spiritual reading can help us to feel closer to God. Giving more generously, giving consideration, giving a helping hand to our neighbor or to the poor can help us to feel that we're doing that little extra for God. Even repenting our failures can help us feel more like the prodigal son. Then, just as we approach the acme of Lent, when we might begin to measure our progress, the Church introduces Abraham to burst our bubble. For the story of Abraham is not about doing for God. It's first of all about what God does for Abraham. Covenant is first about what God does for us. That's indicated in the first reading. The amount of verbiage given to what God gives Abraham is about 130 words. Well, the words about what Abraham is to do for God numbers about 20. God, we hear, gives to Abraham a name, a new name, promises that he will be the father of many nations, promises that I will be your God, I will give to you and your descendants the land of Canaan. And all that is said about what Abraham is to do is keep my covenant with you. The emphasis on covenant is about what God does for us, not as a passing gesture, but as in committed love. What we do is not an extra token, but a small return of the committed love God shows us. So is Lent a time to feel good about yourself? Yes, provided we remember with Christ. If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me. When our fasting, prayer, and charity help us remember not how good we are, but how good God can make us to be, then we have something to feel good about. For then we are children of Abraham and brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ.